Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, now, how you doing? You are listening to Steel Talkin'. I'm your host, Gerilyn Steele. It is what I love to do on a Sunday night, is be here with you. Been doing it for 23 years now. You know, I still love it. Yeah, it's all because of you, right? We have a great show lined up for you tonight. My three producers, which are Chris Tubbs and, of course, Craig Schopfer, and the all-loving Jonathan Lowe, who's with me all the time, and he's not like, you know, careful.
The paperwork isn't official yet.
Oh, see. It's good to hear your voice always, dude. Hey, by the way, you're the big sports guy. Twins won 6-4 in 10 innings.
Yeah,
10 innings.
Yeah, this was a big day for one superstar for the Twins, Byron Buxton. He had two home runs. Twins were down 3-1. In the eighth inning, Buxton came up in the bottom of the eighth, hit a two-run homer opposite field, right field, tied the game at three. Went through the ninth, went to the tenth. Chicago, who they were playing, the Chicago White Sox, got a run in the top of the tenth inning, and the Twins had to answer. Well, Buxton came up with two men on in the bottom of the tenth and yoked one out, as people like to say, the kids like to say nowadays, the children. Yoked one out to left field and wins it with a three-run homer. Corey Provis, who calls the games on the Twins radio network, was just going berserk. He was with joy. It was a phenomenal call, and you'll probably hear it tomorrow morning for about the first 5 or 6 hours that we do newscasts. You'll probably hear it because it was that good of a call. But the Twins sweep the White Sox, sweep three from the White Sox. They have won four games in a row and are, I believe they are leading the division. The problem with that, now it's great that they're leading the division. The problem with that is they're leading the division at 8-8.
Oh.
That's not very good.
That's difficult, but it's not impossible.
Well, no, it's not impossible, and as a matter of fact, it is happening. I'm just checking to make sure real quick the MLB standings, because I heard them say that at the end of the broadcast, but I want to make certain, because that, yes, the Twins lead the Central with an 8-8 record, 500. They lead it by half game over the Guardians, over Cleveland. That's how about that?
How about that? And, of course, we want to let you know that the Twins are playing on Tuesday. That's right, just in a couple of days, against Detroit. And that's at 6:30 p.m. What's interesting is that the Timberwolves game five, whoop-whoop, of their series against Memphis at 6:30 p.m. as well. And, Jonathan, of course, everyone's going to want to know, where do they go to make sure they can catch both of these?
I have not heard yet. I know we had the plan for this week with the Wolves games being on CCO, while the Twins games that were on at the same time were on 102.9 The Wolf. I don't think we've come up with a plan yet, because the problem with the NBA playoffs is you're not the one, especially after game fours of these series. games get series get extended. So there's a team out there right now that could end their series in four games, and then that reshuffles everything as far as the TV schedule. Mm-hmm. So it's not just dependent on what you have as far as your games. You also have to depend on where the other series are, because all these series get broadcast on television.
Well, I'm not worried about it at all. I know Odyssey is on it, and we have tomorrow. So Monday, you will definitely find out.
Yes,
we will definitely find out.
We will have this figured out by tomorrow.
Where you can find it. Right. And you will be able to hear it right here on WCCO. And if there are two stations, believe me, we will share them with you.
We will share them ad nauseum.
Exciting.
Like you said, Geraldine, people want to know which, if they're more baseball fans, where do we go for the Twins? If they're more basketball fans, where do we go for the Wolves? This is a good problem to have at this time of the year if you're a sports fan in Minnesota. It's a good problem to have.
Okay, quickly tell me about the Timberwolves against Memphis. How serious is this? Are you worried about it?
Well, the Timberwolves let one get away. Game three on Tuesday, they had leads two times, twice in the game. They had leads of 25-plus points. And they let that game slip away. They not only could have been up 3-1 in this series, they should be up 3-1 in this series. So last night was a great response to that letdown on Thursday. In game three on Thursday, that was a great response. But now they've lost home court advantage. It's a best 2 out of 3. So two games will be in Memphis. If necessary, one game will be here in Minneapolis. So that advantage is, unless the Wolves can win on Tuesday, that advantage is lost. But they're still in it. I think this is a very even matchup. And it's just going to be which stars show up, how are the fouls called, who gets the best support from the bench. It's X factors that are deciding this series. It really is.
Wow, well, it's exciting to me, and I love hearing you talk about it as well as all of the other sports people we have here on WCCO, because the bottom line is that you get so excited.
Well, it's a fun time.
It is a fun time, and your passion and the others and their passion for sports, it's very obvious. It's absolutely obvious.
That's why it's almost like you can feel it.
Okay, you are a sports dork.
I'm a sports dork, yes.
Oh, there's a T-shirt coming.
Yes. I'm surprised no one's thought of that, but I've been saying this for well over a decade. I'm three things. I'm a weather geek, I'm a sports dork, and I'm either chess or math nerd.
You are a math nerd?
Oh yeah.
No kidding.
How'd you think I became a weather geek? Partly being a math nerd.
How about that? Okay, so my daughter is absolutely brilliant, right? She really is. Both her and Michael. And Michael was pretty good at math. In fact, his sixth grade teacher used to tell him all the time, "You really are very good at math, Michael." Well, he didn't want to dive into it. You know, that wasn't his thing. He wouldn't delve into it. But Venice wouldn't either. In fact, Venice is an amazing writer. You know, when she did her dissertation, it was remarkable, the whole process. But math, you tell Venice math, she goes, "Okay, so I need somebody to help me. I need a tutor, Mom," you know, because that wasn't her thing. And it really surprises me. I've met so many people that are either math geeks, but they hate to write, right? They hate to have to write reports and papers, that sort of thing.
It's that left brain, right brain
left
thing.
Left brain, yeah, absolutely.
Because
it's one or the other, right?
Right. Usually people are really creative and they like, you know, art and writing and wordplay and all of that. Or they're really analytical and they like math and logic and engineering and science and all of that. I actually feel like I'm kind of both. Because I'm big on numbers, I'm big on math, I'm big on all of that, big on science, but I also enjoy writing. So I think I try to switch between sides of my brain. A lot of times it doesn't work, and I just end up a kind of a muddled mess in the middle.
Okay.
But I try.
You do try. All right, we got to take a break. My first guest is coming on at 7:20. Her name is Jennifer Polzin. I can't wait to tell you who she is and why we're talking things about a certain place you may have heard of years ago that is still going strong. We'll be back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. I'm so excited about this interview, as even though it's short, I am so excited about it. Jennifer Polzin is her name. She's the CEO of Tubman. Now, many of you may have heard of Tubman. It's been around for over 40 years. It's just remarkable how well it's been doing over the years, how many people, how many women and children and families it has helped. It is just quite remarkable. Well, Jennifer is joining us. I call her Jen, to talk about who Tubman is today and why it is so important that we have it here in this great state of Minnesota and beyond. Thank you so much for joining us, Jen. How are you?
I am well. I'm so excited to be with you, Geralyn. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I've known you for a long time and just love you. I think you have done a remarkable job. And as CEO, I can just imagine knowing that you are working under this incredible organization called Tubman that so many Minnesotans may know about. Yet we have so many young people, especially the teenagers, the college students, and beyond that, maybe to the 32-year-olds. I asked some of them, okay, hey, you know about Tubman, right? No? Who is that? Tell us who Tubman is and why is it that the young people today that I have talked to don't seem to know who you are?
Well, you know, we can always do better, and we need community members and opportunities like this to help us get the word out. You know, we're named after Harriet Tubman because she is our inspiration and our namesake, because her personal motto was keep going. And at Tubman, everything we do is all about safety, hope, and healing.
I love that, by the way. Safety, hope, and healing.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting that you start with the young people. Did you know that over 75% of people experiencing domestic violence are under the age of 24?
No.
That
under the age of 24?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 24 and younger. And certainly violence can affect people at all stages of life. It also affects our seniors. It affects people, again, in every age category, every cultural background, and every gender. But really, if we don't get with young people to really do violence prevention and violence interruption, we aren't going to make headway on the issue.
Oh, my goodness. So what kinds of services? I mean, I know that you have several services that have been working for you over the years. I want to know, first of all, what other services and which ones have been added on recently, or have you stuck with the ones that work?
Yeah, you know, it is safe shelter. Certainly people often think of us as a domestic violence shelter. That is a core piece of what we do. It's also housing services, which is one of the services that has grown, particularly over the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of legal help, getting orders for protection, help following up right away when there has been a domestic violence call in our service area to make sure that there's a safety plan readily available. It is helping people get connected to attorneys at no cost to help them navigate that court system.
I have to tell you that I was one of those that actually took you up on that service. I needed that after I had my first child, and I was questioning some things, and I got that free legal advice, and I cannot tell you how important that was to me. And that was a time when it was before Chrysalis joined you, I cannot tell you, it changed my life. It really helped me make a really clear decision so I can speak to the services that you offer, and I think it's remarkable. Continue, please.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Geralyn. It really is powerful because so many people may not realize that it's people that we know and love that have experienced these things. Mm. It's all kinds of mental and chemical health services for individuals, for families, even for people who have used violence so that they can unlearn those behaviors and learn to hold themselves accountable and stop hurting people. It's also all kinds of youth services. Our youth programs and our housing, those are the two that are expanding the fastest in order to meet the needs in our community. Our youth services include a drop-in center at Maplewood Mall. It's all kinds of mobile mentorship and case management and youth leadership development and violence prevention education in the schools, all kinds of things. And then it's all of those wraparound services like a clothing closet, a food pantry, safety planning, support groups, jobs, education, and finance support to really help people as they come up against the benefit cliff. If they are receiving public assistance, or if they're struggling, maybe they're working and they're still struggling to make ends meet, that can be one of the pressures that leads someone to return back to a situation that's not safe for them.
Okay, so does Tubman only serve women?
No. Thank you so much for asking. So certainly, of the adults that we serve, most identify as women. We know that the issue, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. Mm-hmm. And so we serve people of all genders and all ages.
It's just quite remarkable. I didn't know that for many years, and when I found out, I was so shocked at that. Do you find that from people often, mm-hmm. where they say, really, you actually support men in some way, too? You serve men? I'm sure that question has come up many times in your tenure there.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because gender-based violence is absolutely a reality. Which is why it's women that experience violence at disproportionate rates. Mm-hmm. That said, for men who are being abused, there can often be an additional stigma to coming forward and accessing help. Mm-hmm. And so we know that we're here to interrupt those cycles of violence, regardless if someone has children or they don't, or you know, they may be aging, and the abuse might be at the hands of their adult children, or it is most often we see as part of an intimate partner situation.
You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this interview that Tubman is 40 years old. Out of those 40 years, you've been there for what, 30?
I have, and we're actually almost 50.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And Tubman is four amazing organizations who have come together over time. But when Harriet Tubman Shelter first opened in 1976, it was only the third domestic violence shelter in the whole country. So Minnesota has some strong roots. because yeah, absolutely. The first was also here in Minnesota.
Now, many people might have heard from you, heard about Tubman. I said that earlier. But what has changed in your eyes after being there for 30 years? What have you seen that has changed your life?
Oh, you know, every survivor's story is different. And I've had this remarkable privilege to get to meet some of the strongest human beings that I ever have met. And I've learned so much from each of them. What I would tell you is that in this time that I've been doing this work, the situations have become more complex. The abuse in many ways has become more severe. In other ways, it's always been. But I think there is a deeper recognition that domestic violence doesn't happen in a vacuum and that it's related to all kinds of other issues, whether that be someone's emotional well-being, whether it be related to homelessness and housing crisis, certainly economic stability, all of those things. Certainly racism and structural, you know, oppression of all kinds, it all is related. And so it's only if we meet people where they are and help them address the goals that they want to work on, that's when we can make a real impact and be there to bear witness and provide support and options and really to believe people and to let them know that the violence they're experiencing, it's not their fault and that they're not alone and that there are people and services available to help them.
Tubman has given so much help to so many, and now I want to let others give support to Tubman as well. Now, you have a big event coming up. Let's talk about that.
We do indeed. We are next Saturday night is our Starlight Soiree, and we're so excited to be in
Yay!
Person.
I am so excited about it. You know, I've loved you guys for a very long time, and I'm excited that I am returning to be a part of it as your MC. I will be singing as well. I cannot wait to be there and to see you and wrap my arms around you.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun to be with you.
Yeah. Are you still selling tickets? Are tickets still available?
We are. We are selling tickets through tomorrow, so Monday the 25th. And people can go online to tubman.org. And if folks can't join us in person, they can still go online and they can get a virtual ticket, which allows them to still support the work that we do and participate in our silent auction, which has some really fun stuff.
If you do not know who Tubman is, I encourage you to go to their website, but not just go to their website. Look at the reviews of Tubman. Ask other people, do you know about Tubman? And if they don't know, then help them learn to know, because they've been around for a long time doing incredible work. And what amazes me is that they keep doing it. So do not let this go. If people want more information, where do they go?
They can go to tubman.org. Or they can give us a call to get help. It's 612-825-0000. That line is answered 24/7. Or if they want to get more information about how they can get involved with their family, with their workplace, as a volunteer or an intern, they can call us at 612-825-3333.
And if they need help, could you give that number one more time, please?
Yes, 612-825-3333. 0000.
CEO Jennifer Polzin, and thank you so much for joining us. I cannot wait to wrap my arms around you. I will see you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Geraldine. It's always a pleasure to talk
with
you.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
You too.
And also, I want to let everyone know that this is happening on the 30th. On the 30th, this coming Saturday. So please, please, please stick around. Make sure you tell everybody about it. Get your tickets as quickly as you can. Tomorrow's the last day to do it. I can't wait to see you all there. We'll be back. It is now 7:39 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Steel Talking. I am your host, Geraldine Steele. Okay, this half an hour, what are we talking about? Well, as more Minnesotans get outside to enjoy the weather, which you know we can't wait, man. We just burst through the doors. The more dangerous it becomes for cyclists on the road, seriously. Sadly, reckless drivers send hundreds of cyclists to the hospital every year. Now, personal injury lawyer and legal expert Mike Bryant with Bradshaw & Bryant joins us to talk about what we all need to know, especially you and me.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mike. May I call you Mike?
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Okay, first of all, we know that this happens every year, especially at the beginning of the warmer seasons. And we know that we should look out, but yet we tend to forget. Why do you think we forget every year?
Well, I just think people are going too fast, or they're too busy, or they're just not paying attention. And as a result, you know, it makes it dangerous for bike riders. You know, if it ever stops, the wind ever stops and we get a little warmer, we'll start seeing more bikes on the road. And with more bikes on the road, we got to watch out for them.
You know, cyclists do make up roughly 2% of all the traffic fatalities in 2020. And I listen to that, and some people will say, well, 2%, that's not so bad,
well,
which is crazy, but it's, you know, true.
When you look at the numbers, about 400 people are injured on bicycles each year on the road. So, you know, that's a large number of people. And when you look at that percentage with the number of people who die on the roads, anybody dying on the road shouldn't happen. But with bikes, we need to make sure we're staying clear of them, and bikes need to make sure that they're following the rules.
Okay, so bicycle crashes, they say, are mostly during the warmer time of the year. Yet we have we have cyclists out all year round, in the winter, through the snow, all of it. So are the numbers much lower in the winter and fall months, or and just up more since, like, during spring, summer? Is it worse then?
Yeah, I mean, people are going slower in the winter, and then there's less bikes out there. I mean, we still see some. I mean, on occasion we'll get calls from people that are in bicycle accidents during the winter or during winter seasons. But a majority of them come during the spring and summer when there's more bikes out there, there's more people on the road, and people are going faster.
I think it also has something to do with the way the streets are set up for bicycles. We have these bicycle lanes, right? And it's a wonderful thing. However, these bicycle lanes are right next to the cars. And if someone is in the car and you can't see them with all these tinted windows and they open their door, that also could be a terrible crash, correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we see those where, you know, people open doors. The most common ones we see are the people on the road. And Minnesota statute requires that when you're riding in the same direction as the bike, when you're in a car and you're riding the same direction as the bike, you have to give them room. The statutes require it. And it's kind of weird because the statute's in kind of a weird place. And sometimes people have, there's some lawyers that don't even know it exists out there. But it makes it mandatory that the cars stay clear of the bicycles as they're driving by.
Okay, but what if it's just not enough? Okay, let's talk about First Avenue. First Avenue downtown,
sure.
Right? Go by Target Center. There's not enough room for cars and SUVs to move over enough, you know, for them to have room, because people even park on the other side of the parking lane, of the biking lane. And so it just gets convoluted, because now those cars that are parked can take up some of the room for the bikers.
Sure.
So how do we fix that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some of the areas as far as, you know, the width of the street, that's a problem. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think people who ride bikes a lot stay away from streets that they know there's going to be a problem in, or they know they're going to be in tight squeezes. But I think the key is making sure that you know what your surroundings are, and not going too fast. That if you do those things, because you're in a big car, and anytime you're in a big car, you're going to win that battle with a bike, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to hit somebody, because it causes great damage.
Yeah, but it also causes some road rage from time to time, correct?
Oh, sure.
I've seen it. That's for sure, man.
A certain level.
Okay, so I understand that you guys believe it's reasonable to expect the passing motorist to look out for you. And we don't necessarily see them, especially the cars that sit up so high. That's a problem.
Yeah, that can play a role. But they have as much right to be on the road as the cars do. And so it's important that you keep that eye out and be aware that they're out there. Just like you need to be aware that other cars are out there or pedestrians are out there, or, you know, anytime you'd want to keep an eye out when kids are in the area. You know, those are all things we have to do as drivers that are important.
Yet I must say, in a downtown area that is really busy like Minneapolis, I am very concerned about the changes that have been made that was supposed to help the bicyclists, but we are seeing more and more accidents. We're hearing more about it. We're reading more about it. And just to teach your children, I haven't bought my grandchildren bikes yet because I'm terrified of them being on the sidewalk because there are so many bicyclists that are in the streets that will come right up on the sidewalk without the grandchildren seeing it. So I have a challenge with that. So what do we do to make sure that our children and our families are safe as well as those that are driving? I don't even know if that's possible.
Sure. Well, it's important that everybody follows the rules. I mean, bicyclists have their own rules. You know, they're not just allowed to blow through stop signs. They're not just allowed to do things just because they're on a bike. And in many areas, in many cities, they're not even allowed to ride on the sidewalk. And so, you know, it's a mutual job by both of them, both the bicyclists and the people in the cars, to make sure that they follow the rules so that, you know, everybody stays as safe as they can.
So does Minnesota law protect bicyclists injured by cars?
Sure, absolutely. People are treated, when you're on a bike, you're treated the same as a pedestrian. So when you get hit by a car, you'd go to your no-fault insurance the same way you would if you're a pedestrian or if you're in your own car. If you don't have your car insurance, then you'll get no-fault insurance from the car that hits you. You do have protection the same way a pedestrian has protections on the road.
I read that so many drivers tried to deny liability, but because of that statute, we're able to show that cyclists had no fault much of the time. And that is your company that's able to say that. Tell me how that works.
Sure. The Minnesota statute requires that cars stay, give room to bikes that are on the road. So if you're going in the same direction as bike, you see the bike, you have to give them that room as you pass them. And if you hit them, then the statute puts the car at fault. That's the important part of it, is making sure you see them and making sure you slow down and make sure you're safe as you pass them.
Mm. And then once they are hurt, you know, I've seen an accident before with a bicyclist, and it just broke my heart. It's very hard to see something like that happen. And I keep saying to myself, oh, there are lots of people standing around. They're watching this across the street, that sort of thing. Surely people are going to drive safer. They're going to look out for bicyclists. But that's not necessarily the case. Do you feel like you're getting ahead of all of this, making sure that people really know what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to look out, when they should stop looking out? And as far as I'm concerned, as long as there's a bicycle on the street, we need to look out for however long it is.
Yeah, I mean, with the commercials or with the different times that we give interviews, all of it's aimed towards making things safer. I mean, that's the idea behind having tort claims or claims that people are...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It is now 7:39 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Steel Talking. I am your host, Geralyn Steele. Okay, this half an hour, what are we talking about? Well, as more Minnesotans get outside to enjoy the weather, which you know we can't wait, man. We just burst through the doors. The more dangerous it becomes for cyclists on the road, seriously. Sadly, reckless drivers send hundreds of cyclists to the hospital every year. Now, personal injury lawyer and legal expert Mike Bryant with Bradshaw and Bryant joins us to talk about what we all need to know, especially you and me.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mike. May I call you Mike?
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Okay, first of all, we know that this happens every year, especially at the beginning of the warmer seasons. And we know that we should look out, but yet we tend to forget. Why do you think we forget every year?
Well, I just think people are going too fast, or they're too busy, or they're just not paying attention. And as a result, you know, it makes it dangerous for bike riders. You know, if it ever stops, the wind ever stops and we get a little warmer, we'll start seeing more bikes on the road. And with more bikes on the road, we got to watch out for them.
You know, cyclists do make up roughly 2% of all the traffic fatalities in 2020. And I listen to that, and some people will say, well, 2%, that's not so bad.
Well,
which is crazy, but it's, you know, true.
When you look at the numbers, about 400 people are injured on bicycles each year on the road. So, you know, that's a large number of people. And when you look at that percentage with the number of people who die on the roads, anybody dying on the road shouldn't happen. But with bikes, we need to make sure we're staying clear of them, and bikes need to make sure that they're following the rules.
Okay, so bicycle crashes, they say, are mostly during the warmer time of the year. Yet we have we have cyclists out all year round, in the winter, through the snow, all of it. So are the numbers much lower in the winter and fall months, or and just up more since, like, during spring, summer? Is it worse then?
Yeah, I mean, people are going slower in the winter, and then there's less bikes out there. I mean, we still see some. I mean, on occasion we'll get calls from people that are in bicycle accidents during the winter or during winter seasons. But a majority of them come during the spring and summer when there's more bikes out there, there's more people on the road, and people are going faster.
I think it also has something to do with the way the streets are set up for bicycles. We have these bicycle lanes, right? And it's a wonderful thing. However, these bicycle lanes are right next to the cars. And if someone is in the car and you can't see them with all these tinted windows and they open their door, that also could be a terrible crash, correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we see those where, you know, people open doors. The most common ones we see are the people on the road. And Minnesota statute requires that when you're riding in the same direction as the bike, when you're in a car and you're riding the same direction as the bike, you have to give them room. The statutes require it. And it's kind of weird because the statute's in kind of a weird place. And sometimes people have, there's some lawyers that don't even know it exists out there. But it makes it mandatory that the cars stay clear of the bicycles as they're driving by.
Okay, but what if it's just not enough? Okay, let's talk about First Avenue. First Avenue downtown, sure. Right? Go by Target Center. There's not enough room for cars and SUVs to move over enough, you know, for them to have room, because people even park on the other side of the parking lane, of the biking lane. And so it just gets convoluted because now those cars that are parked can take up some of the room for the bikers.
Sure.
So how do we fix that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some of the areas as far as, you know, the width of the street, that's a problem. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think people who ride bikes a lot stay away from streets that they know there's going to be a problem in, or they know they're going to be in tight squeezes. But I think the key is making sure that you know what your surroundings are. And not going too fast, that if you do those things, because you're in a big car, and anytime you're in a big car, you're going to win that battle with a bike, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to hit somebody because it causes great damage.
Yeah, but it also causes some road rage from time to time, correct?
Oh, sure.
At least I've seen it. That's for sure, man.
At a certain level.
Okay, so I understand that you guys believe it's reasonable to expect the passing motorist to look out for you. And we don't necessarily see them, especially the cars that sit up so high. That's a problem
That can play a role. But you know, they have as much right to be on the road as the cars do. And so it's important that you keep that eye out and be aware that they're out there. Just like you need to be aware that other cars are out there, or pedestrians are out there, or, you know, anytime you'd want to keep an eye out when kids are in the area. You know, those are all things we have to do as drivers that are important.
Yet I must say, in a downtown area that is really busy like Minneapolis, I am very concerned about the changes that have been made that was supposed to help the bicyclists, but we are seeing more and more accidents. We're hearing more about it. We're reading more about it. And just to teach your children, I haven't bought my grandchildren bikes yet because I'm terrified of them being on the sidewalk because there are so many bicyclists that are in the streets that will come right up on the sidewalk without the grandchildren seeing it. So I have a challenge with that. So what do we do to make sure that our children and our families are safe, as well as those that are driving? I don't even know if that's possible.
Sure. Well, it's important that everybody follows the rules. I mean, bicyclists have their own rules. You know, they're not just allowed to blow through stop signs. They're not just allowed to do things just because they're on a bike. And in many areas, in many cities, they're not even allowed to ride on the sidewalk. And so, you know, it's a mutual job by both of them, both the bicyclists and the people in the cars, to make sure that they follow the rules so that, you know, everybody stays as safe as they can.
So does Minnesota law protect bicyclists injured by cars?
Sure, absolutely. People are treated, when you're on a bike, you're treated the same as a pedestrian. So when you get hit by a car, you'd go to your no-fault insurance the same way you would if you're a pedestrian or if you're in your own car. If you don't have your car insurance, then you'll get no-fault insurance from the car that hits you. You do have protection the same way a pedestrian has protections on the road.
I read that so many drivers tried to deny liability, but because of that statute, we're able to show that cyclists had no fault much of the time. And that is your company that's able to say that. Tell me how that works.
Sure. The Minnesota statute requires that cars stay, give room to bikes that are on the road. So if you're going in the same direction as bike, you see the bike, you have to give them that room as you pass them. And if you hit them, then the statute puts the car at fault.
That's the important part of it, is making sure you see them and making sure you slow down and make sure you're safe as you pass them.
Mm. And then once they are hurt, you know, I've seen an accident before with a bicyclist, and it just broke my heart. It's very hard to see something like that happen. And I keep saying to myself, oh, there are lots of people standing around. They're watching this across the street, that sort of thing. Surely people are going to drive safer. They're going to look out for bicyclists. But that's not necessarily the case. Do you feel like you're getting ahead of all of this, making sure that people really know what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to look out, when they should stop looking out? And as far as I'm concerned, as long as there's a bicycle on the street, we need to look out for however long it is.
Yeah, I mean, with the commercials or with the different times that we give interviews, all of it's aimed towards making things safer. I mean, that's the idea behind having tort claims, or claims that people are able to make, is so that overall we're safer, that we take these things in consideration. You know, people still make mistakes. That's why they have, you know, coverage for those things. But the idea is, if you give yourself time, you slow down, and you keep a lookout, it's less likely you're going to hit somebody. And those are the factors that play a role. And then, you know, the overall theme is keep the cell phones out of your hands, so that you're not driving distracted and you pay attention and slow down.
You know, I have two children that are grown folks now, and it's interesting that I taught them they had to wear a helmet. And I don't see a lot of helmets on adults today, let alone children. A lot of children wear them, but adults, I hardly ever see it. And it seems like it ought to be mandatory, but legally it's not.
No, and there's been pretty strong lobbies, particularly in motorcycle cases, with, you know, requirements as far as helmets go in the state. You know, there's a lot of people who wear them. You know, I ended up flipping off my bike, and when I landed on the ground, I got a piece of rock that indented into my helmet. You think, boy, that would have probably done some damage if it indented in my head. So, you know, it makes a difference. And for kids, it can make a difference. And, you know, that's one of the things in bike giveaways. You know, almost or every bike giveaway we're involved with, we always make sure that helmets go along with the bike, so the kids have those helmets and kids are safe.
So at Bradshaw and Bryant, what is the percentage of those that have had bicycle accidents, those people who are riding those bicycles, are most of them compensated if they had on a helmet, or does it depends on the facts?
Well, helmet issue doesn't go towards fault. So just because you're not wearing a helmet, that doesn't create fault. So you know, people sometimes get that confused. And other states have addressed it by creating an extra system that if a jury finds you're not wearing a helmet, then there's something else that happens with the case that doesn't go towards fault. You don't create fault on a bicycle rider because they're not wearing a helmet. There are arguments that are being made sometimes by defense lawyers that the damage, that where the car may be at fault, the damage was worse because a person wasn't wearing a helmet. Those have gone through motions with the court, but as of yet, nothing has gone up in Minnesota in the Court of Appeals or Supreme Court to find out whether or not, you know, you'd ever be able to present that to a jury or not. But it is a factor that can go into what kind of damage you get. Plus, you know, the idea of, if you're not wearing a helmet and you get a brain injury, then, you know, that's something that shouldn't happen, you know, and there are ways to help with that. And you're not wearing much when you're on a bike.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I thought we had a law where every motorcyclist had to wear a helmet. Am I correct with that?
Not in Minnesota.
Not in Minnesota.
Not in Minnesota.
Never, ever.
Yeah. The motorcycle riders have been very, I know a lot of riders, and they're very adamant about their rights and the beliefs that they don't have to wear one and they choose not to wear one. And, you know, I respect that. And, you know, that's a very strong lobby for that.
All right. Well, tell us where people can go for advice. People who are, you know, getting out to ride, adults, children, whatever. And who would they call to make sure they understood what was necessary in order for them to call you?
Yeah, well, you want to start out first. If you're hurt, you go to the doctor, you get the care that you need, get hold of your car insurance if you're in a motorcycle and a car is involved, so you get your no-fault coverage. And if you have questions, get hold of a personal injury attorney. That's what we do all the time. We give a free consultation. We talk to people about what their rights are, and then they make a determination if they need help. We get paid only if you recover, so you don't pay us up in front. We get paid by what's called a contingency fee, and that's what we do.
I sure appreciate you joining us tonight. Personal injury lawyer and legal expert Mike Bryant with Bradshaw & Bryant. He's been joining us tonight talking about cyclists. We have to look out for them. Just expect it wherever you are. If you're in a busy area or if you're around the parks, look out for them. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment. It is now 7:57, and as we wrap up this hour, I tell you, I've learned a lot, a whole lot. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a lot about Pillsbury United for half an hour and so much more. So do not go anywhere. This is Steel Talking. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.